Right, a final one from me for the evening now. I promised one more little grumble, but this really will be a constructive one. I've been using for the past 6 months or so now the iPhone app brought out by The Times. And this has been a real revolution for me because it's meant that as somebody who can't read a paper newspaper and can sometimes have difficulty accessing newspaper websites, I've finally been able to read a proper newspaper at the same time as everybody else when going into work in the mornings or back out in the evening or whenever it is. Or I've been able to lie in bed on a Sunday morning and read the Sunday newspaper. And it really has been absolutely brilliant. It's quite difficult in some ways to actually convey what this can mean. You know, reading the newspaper is something that most people take for granted every day. And yet for many visually impaired people, it's one thing which maybe they miss doing the most as they lose their sight, or for many wish that they could do. I expect there are many who don't as well, but certainly for me it's something that I really wanted to be able to do. And this app has been absolutely brilliant. It was very well thought out. It worked very well with VoiceOver on the iPhone. Never really had any problems with it whatsoever. Until today, when I decided, after the app came to the end of its trial period, I decided to take out a Times Plus subscription because I've got no problem paying for good journalism and for a means of accessing the newspaper which I can use. I think it's entirely appropriate that do pay for that, particularly when it's a fairly reasonable price, in my view. So took out that, upgraded the app as I needed to do, and oh, what a disappointment. It's awful to navigate now. When you move your finger around the home screen, where before it would read out the headlines or story summaries as your finger passed over them, it now reads out a series of three or four stories in a row, one after the other, and when you try and click, you've got no idea whether your finger's on over the first of them, the second or the third, and when you click on them, it only opens one story, and there's no way of getting the second or third ones in that line. It makes it unusable, quite frankly. It means I can only read a third of the content, I suppose, depending on the page layout, but worst case, I can only read a third of the content. Really not worth paying the money for. And incredibly disappointing when this had been such an enabling step forward. It seems like such an enormous step backwards. However, I've written to Times Plus. I'm sure it wasn't their intention to make this inaccessible. And I have every faith that they will want to rectify this issue as quickly as possible so that visually impaired people can access their newspaper through the iPhone app. I hope that they'll respond positively to this. If it isn't resolved soon, then I certainly won't be keeping up my Times Plus subscription because I simply can't access a service. So we'll see what happens. But at the moment, my fingers are crossed. And I'm hoping for the best. I think they'll do the right thing.